guys, Akil Stokes here. Welcome back to another episode of the Trading Coach Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. As always, if you want to support the show, the best thing you can do is leave me a rating and a review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to this on. Also, if you're on social media, give this episode a share and just spread the word about what we're doing here with the Trading Coach Podcast. In today's episode, I want to share with you another one of our accountability session interviews with one of the traders on our platform. This is something that we do each and every Friday on our Tier 1 trading platform, not only to get to know the traders that we're working with, gets us more motivated every time we get to know them on a personal level. I apologize for the screaming baby in the background, but you know, working from home problems. But it also allows our traders to put themselves out there, kind of break their ice with the other members on the platform, and really be open and honest about what their goals and put themselves in a position where they have to hold themselves accountable because they know they have others holding them accountable as well. So it's a win-win. What I like about today's episode is that the trader gives a little bit of background information about what got him into trading, and it's very similar to why I got into trading, and it's control. It's, you know, sure, finances is an issue, right? You want to make money with whatever you do, but the main thing that attracted me about the trading and the financial markets was the fact that it allowed me to have complete control over my life. I was no longer dependent on really anything. I had no boss. I wasn't locked into certain hours. It gave a sense of freedom that for someone who worked hard his entire life, something that was new and something that was very attractive to me. So it's an awesome interview. I think many of you guys will relate to it. So without further ado, let's hop into it.
All right. How you doing, Aaron? You good?
Yeah, very well. Thanks. Yourself?
Good. Yeah, not bad. Not bad. How's life?
Life is interesting. I think that's the best way to put it at the minute.
Yeah,
things are starting to get back on track and get back to what used to be normal. I think we've got a new normal now. So it's just trying to manage, I think, expectations and kind of just get the plan for the next kind of 6 months and see where we're at, I suppose. It's I'm a mortgage broker, so I went self-employed just before lockdown. And there was nothing for me to do for 3-4 months. So
They closed the industry.
Yeah, basically. So it's kind of picking back up now. So it's just trying to juggle and get back to normal, I suppose.
Right. Cool. So those are, and that's, you know, is there light at the end of the tunnel of that? Have you got plan to get back to?
Yes. It's starting to pick up. But where I'm kind of a few years in the industry, it's all about, I think the long-term goal for mortgage brokers is the remortgages. And not having that at the minute and not kind of knowing where it's coming from. It's going to be a hard 6 months to a year, but I think everyone's in the same boat. So it's not really much. It's not something you can really take personally at the minute, I think. I feel like this is the world that we're in at the minute. And you just kind of have to ride the wave and hope to come out on top.
Yeah, right. So people who don't know you in here, you've obviously been in the platform. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Obviously, you're a mortgage broker. Where are you from? Yeah.
North London, so I'm based North London, close to Wood Green. Been doing mortgage broking for about 3 to 4 years now.
Yep.
Before that, I worked in estate agency. Before that, I dabbled in trading. This is going back about 6-7 years ago, and it was kind of like a scary path. And then before that, I was actually working with special needs for 3 years.
Right.
I've been kind of around the block.
So I know a guy in mortgage broking and the financial services to do with estate agency and mortgage broking called Gary Das. I'm not sure if you're familiar.
Yes, I see him on Instagram and stuff.
Right. Okay. So you're from you've got financial now. So what made you get into trading then?
Originally, so when I was working with kids, I was in America. I did Camp America for 3 months. So I was over there working with children. And I met a lady from the UK. And where she was from the UK, she's from East London. So we got along like a house on fire. It was good having someone over there that you can get along with. And she was talking about her partner. And I asked, what does he do? And she said, oh, he does this thing called Forex. And I thought, what the hell is that? And she's like, oh, it's kind of like stocks and shares and trading and stuff. So I remember being a kid, I always used to see Canary Wharf and think I'd love to work in there. And that's what I thought it was all about. So kind of putting a friend's partner and that kind of city dream together, I started to research it and do it myself. I said do it myself, started to research into it, and then just got caught up on all the kind of gurus and stuff, people that kind of promise you those 2-day courses. So I blew a bit of money back then, kind of with courses and people trying to help and promising you the world and not giving you anything. And then from there, say the last 6 or 7 years, it's just been, that kind of feeling doesn't leave, if that makes sense. It was close to 10 grand that I lost. So it was at the age of 24, 25, it was like, can this really happen? Is it really achievable? And then I suppose Corona happened. And again, I think where I'd just gone self-employed and realizing that it's again an industry that is quite heavily dependent on everything else. That to me, I don't like the idea of. And that's kind of why when I first wanted to get into trading, it was taking control. I like the idea of just being able to have things in your control. And Corona showed me that that wasn't an option. So I started looking around again, come across a few of your videos and podcasts and stuff. And then it kind of just gave me that reassurance, kind of listening to the likes of yourself and Akil and stuff. So then, yeah, I did the emergence course that you did over the lockdown period, April-ish, I think it was. And then from then just signed up. And it's trying to just juggle and manage everything now to kind of make the commitment and time to actually do it whilst the job's going on. I went off on a bit of a tangent there.
No, that's fine. So what attracts you? Because you've obviously got some determination to succeed at it. And you've obviously got your head screwed on in the financial sector to a degree, you know. So what is the drive? You know, what's the attraction? Why trading? Like what is that going to provide you? Why are you going after that?
For me, it's the doing it for yourself thing.
Taking control of your own finances, right?
Yeah. I think deep down there's something a part of me that really wants to travel. And like being self-employed or the industries that I've been in, they're not really kind of transferable skills. I couldn't go to America and be a mortgage broker because it's a completely different universe over there with their finance and stuff and different rules and regulations. The idea of trading, I like the fact that if I did want to go on holiday for 2 weeks or 6 weeks with my partner, then I don't need to necessarily book that time off or make people aware, if that makes sense. Providing that the setup and things there. If you're good at your job or good at trading, then it should be kind of a worldwide thing. I think that's the main thing for me, not having to answer to anyone. I think I was listening to one of your podcasts and you mentioned how like that true freedom feeling come when you turn off your alarm for the first time, and that to me is kind of like, yeah, that's where I want to be, just knowing that I can pick my own hours, do what I want. Finance is a major thing, but I think for me it's more taking control of your own life now. You just realize with everything that's going on, it's you're quite heavily dependent on the world and everybody else around you, which is not the best feeling times.
Yeah. So the whole alarm clock thing was kind of a metaphor, but you get the point, right? So, you know, I don't have an alarm clock, but I don't have to answer to anyone. Yeah. And that's a truly liberating feeling. And that doesn't come from having a high net worth or being a multimillionaire. It comes from being in control of your finances. Yeah. And that's it, being in control of your finances, right? Whether that's expenses or income. Really cool. So that's a really good why there. What was your you said you took some you had some bad experiences with courses.
Yeah.
When did you come into tier one?
Tier one, that was April. So I come across a few of your videos, I think around February, and it was kind of trying to get over that fear that I had had. And no disrespect for yourself, putting you in the same category as the people that have shafted me in the past. So it's quite hard. You and Akil come across quite genuine, but those people come across quite genuine as well. And then I come across and carried on just like listening to more videos and stuff. And then I think you guys said something. I followed you on Instagram and you said something like, we would never reach out to people on Insta or online. And the minute I followed you, I got an inbox saying, hi, are you interested in trading? And the Insta URL was so similar to yours, I didn't actually realize. And I was like, hey, Jason, just following, just trying to get back into the markets and stuff. And the guy's response was, great, let me know what you need. Something's very bland. And I thought, this isn't the Jason that I'm kind of buying into from a video. And then you said that the thing about you never reach out to people online. So I sent the guy a message back and said, oh, great, what's the process? This is after you had said what you said. It was like £150 and you can copy my trade. So I just blocked and deleted him. And that kind of gave me that reassurance from you and Akil that you guys are genuine. And then I kind of done the emergence and just bought into that side of things and just saw the community and everything that you guys do. So it's,
Yeah, really good. Yeah, I'm glad you saw that. And unfortunately, there is a lot of that going on. What we're seeing now is because we've kept such a consistent and valuable message, we're seeing a lot of the, you know, the old educators that had it off for a long time are now kind of threatened. And now they're trying to copy our work and we're trying to change their messaging. So it's kind of... Yeah, it's getting really messy. It's a it's a jungle out there, but
I think it is getting easier. At the time, say 6-7 years ago, it was, I think trading was starting to become a bit more heard of and spoken about. Mm-hmm. And it was a very big opportunity for people to kind of capitalize and take advantage of people like myself. Yeah. Whereas now I feel like with the internet and reviews and the way that people just talk, you can a bit of due diligence and you can kind of suss out the real from the fake.
Awesome. So what's your experience been like in tier one then?
It's been good from what I've had. Just where work's starting to pick up and stuff, it's been a bit hard to kind of juggle both, and that's something that I'm really struggling with at the minute.
What do you think you can do to help that?
Wake up earlier.
Right, okay.
Which I've actually started this week, so I was normally getting up at about 8:30, 9:00. Just being lazy and starting my day late, but now that work's getting back into things, I'm getting up at about 6:30 and doing an hour and a half of work before work. So that's helping a lot, but that's only this week, so I need to maintain it for a while.
Do you think that's maintainable? Do you think you could put it in your diary and make sure you stick to it?
Yeah, I think so. My body clock naturally gets me up early. It's just when I look at my phone and I see 6:30, 6:45, I think there's an extra hour there. That's kind of the thing that I need to overcome.
Right. Okay. So, a great thing to do that is to really get clear on the bigger goal and why you're doing it. You know, that once you have something that just pulls you along every day, you don't worry, jump out of bed. Not saying that you shouldn't lay in every now and then and get the rest that you need, but sometimes, people start, what I see a lot of is people kind of, They're doing something because they think they want something, but really it's what someone else wants. And then they get into this vicious cycle of starting to resent the thing because they feel that they should get up early. And then they hate themselves because they're not making progress in it. And all along, they didn't want it anyway. Yeah. So
I think for me, it's a bit of the opposite in the sense of I feel as though I'm not doing it because nobody else wants it, which is bad. But it's like you have expectations through parents and partner and life and stuff. And it's like, no one understands what you're trying to do, so they can't encourage you to do it. And then if you're talking to someone about it and they don't understand it, it's like, oh yeah, but you've got a job. What you know what I mean? It's that kind of, so it's trying to overcome the naysayers or people that don't understand as such. And trying to, so I think the motivation is there, the driving factor is there, but it's you get distracted quite a lot and it's trying to filter out distractions and keep on path, I suppose.
Yeah. Cool. So what are you working on at the moment then?
At the minute, so I've got through the foundation. And this week's been kind of going back over the foundation and what I've done before I go into mastery. And I also picked up the Naked Trader Forex Trader book. So I started reading that just because someone had recommended it and it reinstalled the idea of backtesting and looking at charts on a naked platform. So I'm not trying to take too much from that, but just kind of reinstall. It's quite similar to what you guys teach.
That's what we teach anyway.
But for me, I like to learn through different channels to kind of reinstall it. So I've got the videos from you guys and then reading it kind of in my free time and over lunchtime, just kind of reinstalling it. And hopefully, starting next week, a fresh start, we can move on to the mastery.
Cool. Okay. Is there anything that you see getting in your way or struggles or anything that you're worried?
Not as of yet. I feel like, I think the kind of biggest thing would be the confidence to firstly pick a strategy and then kind of pursue with it and then taking it from to demo and live. But I feel like I'm a long way off from there.
Yeah, you're going to start testing something that resonates with you first. And yeah, then
I think that's my, because I haven't got there yet, I'm quite confused about picking markets and strategies and stuff. So I'm hoping that it will just start to slowly come together. But I think for now, it's just me pulling up my socks and just kind of playing through it, really.
Yeah, just think about of concentrating on that when you get to it. You know, it's a bit like I've been writing this book, and to think that I've got to write a book is quite daunting. But then the more you write, the more empties your head, and you don't have to worry about it. It's released, right? So you don't have to think that anymore. And then, and then the next thing that's worrying is the introduction. So I've got to then write the introduction. I'm thinking that's got to be really amazing. But I just know that as long as I dedicate some time just to that and get like really present with that at the time, it'll be
definitely
fine.
Definitely.
Awesome. So listen, mate, it's been great speaking to you. We now know where you are. So if we could catch up in like 6 weeks or something, that'd be that'd be cool.
Yeah, cool. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have a good bank holiday.
All right. Yeah, and you? Oh, is it bank holiday?
It is. I forgot myself.
Yeah, right. What's that anymore? Inquiries.
We can catch up on Monday, forgetting that I've basically booked myself in for another day. All right. Yeah, enjoy.
Have a good one.
You Take too. Care.